In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, suppose that you are at work or daily chores, and suddenly you feel a certain tremor go up on your spine. A sense of something supernatural takes place, and your soul naturally fears the unknown. And as you look back, you see a presence from heaven, an angel, that tells you that Christ himself has come and he's present in a certain place a couple of miles away. And then suddenly, the angel leaves and you are left in your normal day, your normal routine, with your normal duties. We would think that we would immediately run to wherever Christ is. But believe it or not, would not we might get a thought such as, I'm super busy right now. Why now? I have to finish this, or I can let this undone. Yes, I will go. Maybe I will go, but later. We are only too familiar with this kind of reasoning. Everyone is, because our souls are affected by original sin. But inasmuch as we come away from sin and we increase in our devotion, we would see this line of thought disappear. The more we approach Christ, the more we pray, the more we try to be attentive at Mass and receive the sacraments, the more we would witness in our soul a thirst, a desire for our Lord Jesus Christ. A desire that would be so compelling as to make us abandon everything else whenever he would be present. Our silly thoughts would always remain, but our priorities would make Christ prevail in our lives and decisions. My dear friends, nothing is sweet to our soul if it does not carry with it our Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me today to enkindle in our souls this desire for him, that we may fittingly prepare for Christmas by telling you what happens when Christ comes to us. When Christ is present, everything in our daily lives, in the universe, in our problems, becomes small and insignificant. Christ becomes all, and we realize that if he is pleased with us, if we have his friendship, nothing else really matters. He gives you power over the world, not to dominate it, but to not be dominated by it. When Christ comes to us, our problems become instead a nuisance, a tool, an opportunity to gain wealth and to get a better place in Jesus' heart, a better place in heaven. When Christ comes to our soul, the world and life's problems cannot rob us of our peace and goodness. When Christ is present in our soul, we are happy and at peace with ourselves. We know, yes, that we are a sinner, but at the same time, we know that we wish to sin no more. Goodness takes a hold of us, and in every day in our life, at every moment, we value this goodness, this small sanctity so much that we don't want to give it away for anything. It's a beautiful feeling beyond happiness to look at ourselves and to know that we are at peace with God right now and don't deny anything to Him. To wake up in the morning with a clean, singing conscience and to go to bed knowing that Jesus and us are in agreement right now. That we are serving Him, that He takes care of us. Yes, there will always be faults, sins, mistakes. But an act of repentance quickly brings us back to our dearest friend, our Lord. When Christ is present in our soul, we are able to change, to convert, and to become better. When He comes, He forgives our sins. When He comes, He destroys the remaining of sin. Then He operates in us and gives us what we don't have. He gives innocence and takes away malice. He gives silence and takes away murmuring. He gives purity and takes away the filth. He gives kindness and generosity and takes away bitterness, resentment, and sarcasm. But at the same time, He gives gravity and courage. He takes away corny mindsets. He becomes our root and our blood and becomes in us, or rather we become in Him, and as we keep His presence in us, we change in such a way that we are still us, but an enhanced us with Christ in and through Him. When Jesus is present in our soul, we love and we are loved in such a way that this love fills you. But at the same time, as it fills you, it makes you capable of more. And in that way, you are always at once satisfied to love and also eager to love more. You are able to love patiently those around you. I mean to say, you suffer them and you love them while suffering them. You become willing to sacrifice for them, to sacrifice your life, your time, your desires to and for them. Your love becomes powerful like fire because it doesn't need to be loved by others. The love of Christ suffices, but you love them regardless. You love when they make you suffer. You love when they ignore you. You love when they are ungrateful. You love from within and without needing anything from without, like fire burns from within and takes nothing from without, but rather strives to burn it all. Jesus makes our love like this when He is present in our soul. Have we ever experienced, at least for a few days, or months, or years, these things? If we have not, then we need to bring Christ into our life. We should all experience this beginning of Christ's life in our soul if we wish to know what our Catholic faith really brings to us. But my dear friends, perhaps as we prepare for Christmas, we see that our soul is not very much in this state. Actually, perhaps, quite far from it. We are distracted. We see malice in us. I see that I struggle to love others. I struggle to forgive. I struggle to sacrifice. I struggle to be pure. I see myself not improving quite much. I see perhaps that I barely remember our Lord during my day. My soul is not fit for receiving our Lord. But here, to make me feel more confident about the future, I see the place where Jesus will be placed when he is born. It is a stable. And in the middle of the stable, a manger. A manger, dear friends, is certainly not a fitting place for the Son of God. So perhaps our soul is like this manger. It's dirty, the bottom of it soiled with mud and sinking into it. The wood broken, nails are gone, perhaps I'm lacking straw, which is to say, I don't have good actions to give to our Lord so that he may rest in my soul. My soul is uncomfortable to Jesus. My soul is unsafe for him. It's solid and dirty. Well, first, let us ask Saint Joseph. He is a carpenter. He can help us fix our souls. He will perhaps send the manger first by those daily frictions we get with our neighbor, with our wife, with our husband, children, in-laws, co-workers, etc., which I can try not to avoid, but rather to remain calm while it happens and think, I do this for Jesus. Saint Joseph might replace a couple of wooden parts by removing from our lives some idle and bad entertainment, perhaps bad music, perhaps bad movies, perhaps gossiping, perhaps bad friends, or social media used inordinately. And when I remove these things, I would think, I choose rather our Lord Jesus. Saint Joseph might take the manger off the mud and place it on a rock by deciding once and for all to give away occasions of sin and rather make the choice to be in the grace of God no matter the cost. And when I do so, I will do it saying anything to keep Christ in me. Saint Joseph might put some new nails and hammer them in by allowing us to suffer something, to go through difficulties, which we will take realizing that these are good things for us. They make me closer to Christ, more like him, more fitting to have his presence within me. And I will say again, I suffer this for Jesus Christ. But what about the struggle? We lack good actions. We lack virtue. But here is where Mary, our Blessed Mother, comes in. She looks at me with pity. And she says to herself, perhaps, this is a soul where my son is supposed to lay and rest. It's not good enough for him. I need to get to work. And then our Blessed Mother adds straws in our soul by our prayers to her, by our devotion to her, by our going to the sacraments, our praying to her during Mass and Rosary. She takes those straws from the treasure of her own soul, from the treasure of her children, and she starts making in our soul a place that is comfortable for her son. She arranges it with her own hands. She covers our actions with the mantle of her intercession. She protects us. She guides us. And she makes sure our soul is warm and tender with the love of God and the desire of being good, generous, and better. Dear faithful, the manger of our soul becomes her property and her gift towards Jesus, and she will not rest until it gets ready. As this Christmas approaches, my dear friends, let's make a specific resolution today, before the day is over. Let's remember how good it is to have Jesus present in our soul, how it's good to be in a state of grace. Make this resolution that we may prepare us and our family for the great gift that comes with the presence of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.